This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
35 seconds to go in the period. Here's Ovechkin, score! Career goal number 892!
His total's 892, now needs three. Presumably we'll get it tomorrow against the Hawks. That was yesterday's news that we delivered on Sabres Live. We'll be consistent in our messaging today, unless, Marty, your tune has changed when it comes to Ovi's clinching moment, if you will, and when it will.
No, I think you're right. I wanted him to get two last night. He didn't. He got one. The Washington Capitals looked awful. But look, Chicago showed up against Colorado, and they almost
Until they didn't.
And I went on. After the first period, I'm like, Colorado's going to come back. 2-0 after two, Colorado's going to come back. It's like you knew it. But you know what's interesting? I believe Ovi got goal numbers 698, 699, and 700 against the Chicago Blackhawks in a hat trick against the Hawks. So I'm saying, you know what? History will repeat itself. He will get 893, 894, and 895 tomorrow night against those Chicago Blackhawks.
All in this window of time where the Sabres are off between games Tuesday and Saturday. Next up is the Lightning that happens at KeyBank Center on Saturday. The Lightning, of course, are in action tonight and are continuing their pursuit of top spot in the division, which is hard to attain because the Leafs have been rolling pretty well, including a victory over the Panthers last night. But Tampa's three back. They have a game in hand, which they'll use tonight against Ottawa. Senators are going to be without Brady Tkachuk again. What do you think happens in the Lightning and Senators tonight?
I think the Lightning are hot, and I think the Lightning, to me, is the team that will give the Toronto Maple Leafs a run for their money. Last night's game was huge when it comes to Toronto beating the Florida Panthers, but that was my prediction. I'm like, I don't see Florida going into Toronto on back-to-back after playing in Montreal the night before and going to beat the Leafs. It was close. It was tight. It was a good hockey game. But I think Tampa goes into Ottawa tonight and wins, and Tampa makes this interesting down the stretch. No Matthew Tkachuk with the Florida Panthers, no Aaron Ekblad. He's obviously suspended all the way until what will be game three of the playoffs because he's suspended for the first two games of the playoffs. So I think it makes a difference for Florida right now, but Tampa is rolling, and Tampa wins in Ottawa, which will tighten up the wild card race a little bit. Because now the Rangers won last night. Columbus is playing tonight. Montreal's in there. So it's going to tighten up a little bit with a Tampa win tonight in Ottawa.
Right. And you omitted, shame on you, Barkov not playing for Florida last night.
Yes.
So
yes. It's
probably the bigger of the three, my opinion only. But yeah, they don't tend to fare too well without Sasha. So.
No, Barkov is definitely the big guy. And I, you know, for me, it was more like And I last night was huge. No Barkov is huge for the Florida Panthers, but it's more like, look, they've been kind of middling the last little
ever since Kachuk's not been there.
They've been middling, and now you add Barkov to the mix. It's not going to be good, but if you're Florida and last night basically sealed the deal, I don't think Florida can finish first in the Atlantic. Okay, well, then it's going to be, you know, we'll be third or second or whatever it is. And, you know, we'll just play the Tampa Bay Lightning or the Toronto Maple Leafs. We know we're not going to get a wild card team in the first round, and that's fine.
You think they want Florida or Tampa?
I mean, I don't know if they want Tampa. I want Florida, Tampa. I think that Battle of Florida would be huge again in the first round this year. But I think if you're the Florida Panthers, you're like, look, we've done it now. Last 2 years, gone to the Cup, won the Stanley Cup. We know we're going to have to play tough teams along the way. So maybe it boosts the emotional side of it in the first round. But it was an emotional game, I felt last night. Lots of energy, lots of intensity between Toronto and Florida. So I think that would be good too.
Florida has Toronto one more time, and they have Tampa in their final regular season game. So
wasn't it 2 years ago that Florida beat Boston and the people in Toronto said, we want Florida. And then they got beat by the Florida Panthers like that. That's got some playoff history right there between Florida and Toronto as well.
Not sure the tone of the chant was exactly the same as what you just delivered, but pretty close. Good job.
It was a little angrier. Like, screw you, Boston. We want you, Florida. That's what it was.
Well, Tampa is going well. And it all depends on your perspective, I suppose. Like, yes, first place in the division is cool and they want it. But like the world we're living in, like this is bigger for Ottawa, obviously, because it looked like they were kind of home and cool. But I got to say, like, I'm not as confident in them right now. Goaltending was, and even for a while, based on what you've been saying about Allmark, like it hasn't been as dominant as we've seen him in the past. The absence of Kachuk is significant. They've dropped 5 out of 8. And when you consider that the Rangers and Montreal and with games in hand, Columbus, it would only take a few games for this to get really, really, really tense in Ottawa. And that's the thing we don't know, because until these teams, Buffalo, Ottawa, Detroit, Montreal, navigate the final few weeks of a season, when they have a chance to lock it down, we're not going to know how they actually respond to this.
No, and look, Ottawa's not been able to navigate this very well of late. Montreal, after a little bit of a whoop, they dropped like,
They lost five in a row.
It was 0-3-2 in a five-game stretch. They only got 2 points out of five. Now they, you know, they're able to beat Florida in back-to-back nights, and you're like, oh, okay, so Montreal is back. But that could change. That's why you hope to have enough points in the bank at some point so that maybe if you have a little bit of a stubbing of your toe late in the season, it's not that bad. Look at the Washington Capitals. They're stubbing their toes right now. But they put so much points in the bank that you can say, okay, that's fine. Maybe like Toronto last year down the stretch, they were all about trying to get Auston Matthews 70 goals. That was the thing. I feel like Washington now down the stretch is the Ovi's chase, right? The great chase of Wayne Gretzky. And maybe that's affecting what nobody would know because, you know, we're not inside that locker room, but maybe it's affecting it a little bit. Now, maybe. Ovi did score last night. Logan Thompson had a bad first period again. Now he was pulled after the first period. And what they say was precautionary for an upper body injury, but he didn't look great in the first. Carolina rolled all over Washington in what was a 5-1 game, but could have been a 6 or 7-0.
Right. And, you know, the Capitals are fine in my opinion, but like we often, if there is a concern, it's their goaltending. I mentioned yesterday, you know, when we were talking about like, Charlie Lindgren's been good. this year. Yeah. Nothing great. And so if Thompson kind of continues to be less than what he was earlier, like the win-loss record is still and will end up sensational. But you were saying he's been, what, pretty much 500 since signing his extension?
Yeah, so since signing his extension, I think he's lost 7 of 16. So that would be 9 and 7, basically, yeah. In 16 games. It goes against average, yeah, is somewhere in the 345 per game, and his save percentage is about 882, 883. I mean, these are not great numbers. Right. But you know what? He did enough in the first part of the season to say, okay, like, the season will fluctuate. But when you look at, you know, the teams that are battling for that second wild card spot, the Montreal Canadiens, the New York Rangers, the Columbus Blue Jackets, you know, all those teams that are right there, they're probably saying, all you got to do is get in and play the Washington Capitals, who are struggling right now. And, you know, that's probably the best matchup. I would prefer if I'm the wild card two right now, I think I'd prefer playing Washington than Toronto. That would be my preference. You got to win the games. You got to play them on the ice, got to win the games. But I think I would prefer play Washington as opposed to play Toronto, Tampa, or Florida.
Well, I think we're maybe overdoing it on the Washington struggles. They just came off a 9-1 segment in the previous 10.
Yeah, and you've been saying, oh,
yeah, I mean, like, okay, so they've lost 4 out of 5. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah, exactly. But they've had that happen this season, but they always seem to come back, right, and have a great 10-game segment.
Right. And so to me, like, this final 12-game segment isn't really going to be an indicator. It's more like, well, guess what? They're basically starting a new 10-game segment when the playoffs begin. And
exactly.
I suspect that they'll get right back to form. But who knows?
If you go 9-1 in those first 10 games in the playoffs,
yeah,
you're in the conference finals.
You did kind of just gloss over one of my least favorite, you know, or favorite, depending on the moment, cliches. Like, it's not about, like, who cares who you play in the playoffs? Like, just get, yes, in. That's the mentality for everyone. Like, so you're just throwing this out there based on what you're seeing of Toronto and Washington of late. But somehow we got derailed off of the Ottawa topic, which, again, they've lost 2 in a row. They're home to Tampa tonight. And I was saying that it doesn't feel like they've got things locked up just yet, even though 5 points looks like a significant gap here. The next 4 games will tell the story for the Ottawa Senators. They have Tampa tonight. They have Florida Saturday. They have Columbus on Sunday. And, yeah, then they have Columbus again 2 days later. Now, they got the last meeting with Columbus. That was part of the Jackets, you know, kind of slide the wrong way when they had a really tough 10-game segment. But can you imagine if, and the Jackets have won 3 of the last 4. They got Colorado tonight. If Ottawa were to lose the next 4 games, mm-hmm, think about how the wild card picture is going to look. Because it's no longer going to be about everybody chasing wild card 2. It's going to be 5 teams chasing 2 spots.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Because if Ottawa lose the next 4, that's because that would mean that Columbus will have won 2 and moved up 4
at
points
least.
At the very least. Yep. At the very least. So you're looking at Montreal, the Rangers, Columbus, Ottawa. Who do you want to throw in there? You want to throw but then the other one, like, are you throwing
The Red Wings still have to. Red Wings are still there.
So yeah, we'll consider the Red Wings still alive.
Like,
because what happens is if Ottawa lose 4, then it's 5 teams for 2 spots. If Ottawa wins 2 out of the 4, and if they were able to go 1-1 against Columbus, then I think it's 3 teams for 1 spot. That's really the difference right here.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, even more interest, I think, placed on this battle tonight between Tampa and Ottawa. We'll have Darren Dreger coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll obviously talk more specifically from a Sabre standpoint, as far as, you know, the significance of this weekend, more so from which individuals it can impact the most. I know that might sound a little ridiculous, but there are things to consider here, and we will do just that. But tying it in with the Sabres, obviously, the Amerks made the playoffs for a 6th consecutive season last night. They did so in come-from-behind fashion. They were down 2-1 after 1, and Michael Leone wasn't like, he's been really, I think, just thoughtful and kind of, you know, not to soften it too much, but I think he's caring in his choice of words to describe whenever a game isn't where it needs to be, because he's so proud and so appreciative of the year-long effort that he's not going to dwell too much on the little moments that maybe have a game not looking like they often do. He said they were playing a little bit too much poke and hope hockey last night. And wide
it sounds like the hokey pokey.
So, but at the same time, they clinched a playoff spot. They have 7 games to go. All of those games are within their own division. They have 3 straight against Belleville, including 2 at the home of the Senators this weekend. But they're 5-0-1 in the last 6, and they're looking very likely to finish 2nd in the division. They can still catch Laval. They don't have a lot of heat behind them anymore from Toronto, so they're likely going to end up in that 2 spot. And Noah Ostlund last night with the empty netter, he's got 8 goals in the last 6 games. It's the longest active goal streak in the AHL.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, the confidence that he's playing with. And look, empty netters, as we know with the great chase, they count. Doesn't matter if you score an empty net, they all count. And that means your team is competitive. That means your team is in a winning position and you're able to seal the deals. So I love that from Noah Ostlund. I love how he's been playing. I think these playoffs are going to be great for him, for a lot of Sabres prospect that want to continue to mature and want to continue to show that they belong in Buffalo at some point. So I think of my 2nd playoff, with the Rochester
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket, since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mr. Americans, the first year we lost in the first round to Philly, it was in 4. We lost, 3-1, a best out of 5. But the second year we went to the Calder Cup Finals. It was a huge stepping stone for me to say, I can now take the next step. And then I was in Buffalo, and then Mika Noronen did that. And then Ryan Miller had his success. And, yes, that's more goalie-centric. But look at all the players that I've also had that opportunity to have success in those years in Rochester and then had an impact in Buffalo. So I think that's important. And that was great. And it was great to see the Rochester Americans wearing white at home last night, Duffer. Love the whites at home. That should be an all the time thing for the NHL and for the AHL.
Yeah, well, the AHL does a rotation where half the year they wear the blue at home and half the year they wear the white. So, and then you mix in the phenomenal specialty jerseys for the Amerks, and it makes for a terrific season. And next week, as a matter of fact, a week from tomorrow, Ryan Miller has his night in Rochester. And that, of course, is on the heels of the Catwalk for Charity here. So, there's a lot of things around the Sabres and Amerks here in the final couple of weeks of the regular season. Just quickly on the Amerks, because we've talked rightfully so about Ostlund so much, he had a brief... he joined them late last year, had a little cameo in the playoffs. They had an earlier exit than they wanted. So to your point about getting that taste and then being able to build off of it, that's exactly where Oslin is right now. But it's also the first go-around for Consta Hellenius. So, so that's going to be an area to look at. And lately, last few games, Anton Wahlberg has been getting a look in the middle between the veterans in Warren and Slagert. And Coach Leone talked a fair amount about that last night, just why he likes the kind of size matchup, how he's liked Wahlberg's presence in the middle. So, you know, for those that are really interested all the time about kind of next one up, from an Amherst to Sabres standpoint, I think Wahlberg's development is definitely worth focusing in on here too. And then, as you would want to do, Devon Levi has tied for the league lead in wins now with 23. He remains top 5-6 in the, you know, all the other categories. So let's bring it full circle to what you're looking for this weekend with the Sabres in goal and how Devon may have an impact moving forward organizationally.
Okay, well, moving forward, I think that obviously next year, game one, there's going to be a lot of meetings and a lot of time that will be spent on what do we do with goaltending. Because, you know, it has been a few years now that the Sabres have tried to, you know, kind of piece it together and see which way they were going to go. Tokarski, Anderson, you know, all of that. And yes, there was COVID seasons and, you know, weird transitional years. But if you look at moving for next year, Levi, in my opinion, has an opportunity to just be in the NHL, but as a backup. And that's fine. That's fine if you're like, hey, I'm a backup. You know, most goaltenders that graduate to the NHL go through that stage. UC Soros went through that stage. You know, Dustin Wolf went through that stage for a little bit. Like, there's, he had Jacob Markstrom there last year in Calgary. Everybody goes through that stage. And then it's upon you to see how long are you going to sit in that stage? How long are you going to move up? So this weekend for the Sabres, you got two games in two nights. Saturday, Sunday, both at home. So I think, once again, this will be an opportunity for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen to get back in the net. So Reimer will get one. Luukkonen, in my opinion, will get one. I want to see, I don't care if Luukkonen wins or loses the game. I want to see a Luukkonen that has used maybe the last week to work on his game, to work on the detail of his game, to show, you know, a little bit more confidence in himself. And this may be his body language. This may be his, after making a save or after giving up a goal, how do you bounce back up, right? Like, I want to see those things out of Luukkonen. I think this is important, important for him and important for the rest of the season, because the Sabres have 9 games left. After this weekend, they have 7. How many more games will Luukkonen play this year? If he plays 4 more, 5 more, like, there has to be some positive moving forward with his game. I'm looking at Luukkonen at playing 1 over the weekend. Probably Carolina on Sunday. I would say you gave Reimer Tampa and you put Boston.
Yeah, and there's only 8 left, so...
Is it only 8?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? On my screen right now, I cannot see the Boston part of the schedule.
Should be up here, Marty. Don't need to look at a screen.
You know what? I should know, because Boston is 6 p.m. on Sunday. We got Tampa 7 on Saturday, Boston 6 p.m. on Sunday. I should know that. And also, the reason why I have a shortened screen right now is because I'm on my phone. Because I'm in the parking lot of the North Collins Elementary School, where they're having their Ball for Bucks event. So I'm going to go, and it's at 1 p.m. today. So I figured I was going to be here early, do the show, and then zoom in, go and check out their Ball for Bucks event, and it's going to be great.
Indeed. Thank you for doing so. Since your big night with the Big Mohawk at the arena, it's and we talked about it a lot that night, like the most impactful thing for me going through this annually, watching you and Dan do your thing, is just the involvement of the schools, right? And since that night at the arena, it's just been so cool to watch all the schools doing their annual thing and how they all just continue to exceed their goals, right? And I know North Collins has been really, really, really successful with this over the years. So thank you for being there today. I know it's going to be awesome.
And I would say thank you to all who donated in the month of March, and with a, you know, $50 or more donation, you got a Ball for Bucks t-shirt. We got the latest tallies, and it's over $80,000 in the month of March that we were able to raise for Ball for Bucks. So the shaving is obviously the big event that we do towards the end of the month. But throughout the whole month, we were collecting donations, and yeah, over $80,000 were donated. And I want to say just short of 400 t-shirts were handed out to fans that have donated $50 or more.
Amazing. And obviously the community impact continues largely on the backs of students and teachers in our Western New York area. So thank you again. BaldForBucks.org, if you haven't been to, you know, really revisit how it all began and how it continues incredibly with the annual impact that it does today. We have, you're going to love this if you didn't know this already, Saturday at the arena. Yeah. How nice is this going to be to see some pups who are looking for their forever homes? And we have an opportunity for you in attendance at KeyBank Center this weekend to help find these amazing dogs, their forever homes, by donating to our Pet Adoption Assist Program. You can donate $30 or more for a Sabres dog toy. Plus, six of these extra special pups are going to be present on the 100 level before and during our game. That's Saturday with the Lightning in town. So stop by and say hi and visit sabres.com/donate to help this great cause today. And Marty, we know that, there's many organizations in the city that that are helping in this regard, and our friends at Buffalo Underdogs Rescue are gonna be helping be a part of this on Saturday too.
Yeah, it's awesome. Number one, they got great apparels and the sweatshirts and the sweatpants and all of that we've gotten from Buffalo Underdog is something that I wear all the time. And number two, it's a great local charity that helps with the pet, you know, needs and some that have really had a tough go, and they take them in and they hope to find a new home from them. This will be funny because my brother is actually in town this weekend, Duffer, and my nephew, their hockey teams are from Quebec, are driving to Buffalo for a hockey weekend. They're catching the game Saturday and Sunday. And my brother is a huge animal lover, huge dog lover. They just got a new Saint Bernard. I'm gonna try my best to twist an arm and see if he can go home with another dog. I feel like they need another dog. So I'm going to really put the work in and see if maybe they can, make ways. I'm sure he'll do the same for me because, yeah, as everybody knows, I am also an animal lover. Not only do I have dogs and cats and chickens, and I've got the whole shebangs.
Yes, you do. We're going to take a quick timeout. Darren Dreger, hockey insider from TSN, is going to join us, and a lot to get to around the NHL. And, including kind of the fate of maybe we'll start talking about like organizations and coaches around the league and like what's going to be the next step for some of these teams that now find themselves on the outside looking in. It's all next here on Sabres Live.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.